Tantor Audio presents Invisible Cities by Italo Calvino. Narrated by John Lee. 1. Kublai Khan does not necessarily believe everything Marco Polo says when he describes the cities visited on his expeditions, but the Emperor of the Tatars does continue listening to the young Venetian with greater attention and curiosity than he shows any other messenger or explorer of his. In the lives of emperors, there is a moment which follows pride in the boundless extension of the territories we have conquered, and the melancholy and relief of knowing we shall soon give up any thought of knowing and understanding them. There is a sense of emptiness that comes over us at evening, with the odor of the elephants after the rain, and the sandalwood ashes growing cold in the braziers, a dizziness that makes rivers and mountains tremble on the fallow curves of the planispheres where they are portrayed, and rolls up, one after the other, the dispatches announcing to us the collapse of the last enemy troops from defeat to defeat, and flakes the wax of the seals of obscure kings who beseech our army's protection, offering in exchange annual tributes of precious metals, tanned hides, and tortoise shell. It is the desperate moment when we discover that this empire, which had seemed to us the sum of all wonders, is an endless, formless ruin, that corruption's gangrene has spread too far to be healed by our scepter, that the triumph over enemy sovereigns has made us the heirs of their long undoing. Only in Marco Polo's accounts was Kublai Khan able to discern, through the walls and towers destined to crumble, the tracery of a pattern so subtle it could escape the termite's gnawing. Cities and Memory. 1. Leaving there and proceeding for 3 days toward the east, you reach Daumira, a city with 60 silver domes, bronze statues of all the gods, streets paved with lead, a crystal theatre, a golden cock that crows each morning on a tower. All these beauties will already be familiar to the visitor who has seen them also in other cities. But the special quality of this city for the man who arrives there on a September evening, when the days are growing shorter and the multicolored lamps are lighted all at once at the doors of the food stalls, and from a terrace a woman's voice cries, "Oh," is that he feels envy toward those who now believe they have once before lived an evening identical to this, and who think they were happy that time. Cities and Memory. 2. When a man rides a long time through wild regions, he feels the desire for a city. Finally, he comes to Isidora, a city where the buildings have spiral staircases encrusted with spiral seashells, where perfect telescopes and violins are made, where the foreigner, hesitating between two women, always encounters a third, where cockfights degenerate into bloody brawls among the betters. He was thinking of all these things when he desired a city. Isidora, therefore, is the city of his dreams, with one difference, the dreamed-of city contained him as a young man. He arrives at Isidora in his old age. In the square there is the wall where the old men sit and watch the young go by. He is seated in a row with them. Desires are already memories. Cities and Desire. 1. There are two ways of describing the city of Dorothea. You can say that four aluminum towers rise from its walls, flanking seven gates with spring-operated drawbridges that span the moat, whose water feeds four green canals, which cross the city, dividing it into 9 quarters, each with 300 houses and 700 chimneys. And bearing in mind that the nubile girls of each quarter marry youths of other quarters, and their parents exchange the goods that each family holds in monopoly, bergamot, sturgeon roe, astrolabes, amethysts, you can then work from these facts until you learn everything you wish about the city in the past, present, and future. Or else you can say, like the camel driver who took me there, "I arrived here in my first youth. One morning, many people were hurrying along the streets toward the market. The women had fine teeth and looked you straight in the eye. 3 soldiers on a platform played the trumpet, and all around, wheels turned and colored banners fluttered in the wind. Before then I had known only the desert and the caravan routes. In the years that followed, my eyes returned to contemplate